works committee meeting, I don't see any outside citizens, do you, Bart? Or is that one of the phone numbers?
There's a couple phone numbers on there. One of them is Seaver. The other one I don't know. There's a 212 number on here if you'd like to
it's
make
Marla.
A citizen. Oh, it's Marlis. Oh, hey, Marlis. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, no, it doesn't look like there's any other citizens on there.
Okay. So, no citizens' comments. We'll move to minutes for correction and approval. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes as written?
Motion to accept.
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 All right, we can move on to PW 2020-30 Water Department reports for January, February, March.
Yep, this is just the normal paperwork that we have to submit to the IEPA that needs City Council approval. There really wasn't much of note on there except for January, our average user dipped to just above 70 gallons per person, which is awesome.
Any other questions or comments?
Numbers look good.
All right. We just need a majority, right?
Correct. Yep.
All right, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
We'll move to PW 2020-31, supplemented MFT resolution for bulk rock salt.
This is our yearly bid for bulk rock salt. This year, everybody needs to cross their fingers. They've been a little better priced than last year. One thing to note is that this we are part of this program now. We have to take 80% of this bid. The state has been very good. Last year, we didn't get the bid until October because they were working with the vendor, trying to get the best bid possible. I did bid 1,600 tons, so we have to take 1,280 as our minimum. So I am figuring $100 a ton. We're safe figuring, so that's $122,800 minimum.
Any other questions, comments? Everyone say yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right, we'll move on to PW 2020-23 IDOT right-of-way conduits of 0.095 acres of land at 1975 North Bridge Street.
Really simple. This is the Countryside Lift Station parcel. And IDOT needs a very small strip of land on the frontage for the expansion project. It looked to be just there's nothing on there. It was, I think, a little bit for moving a gate and a couple rocks we have as decoration and markers for our driveway. And I believe it's, I'm trying to find it here. I have on my phone for the packet. So I believe it's $8,000 is the payment they're willing to give us or thereabouts.
$8,600.
There you go. Thank you, Joe.
Any questions or comments at that? All in favor say aye.
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 Move that along. All right, then we got PW 2020-33 Mill Road Project Agreements with BNSF.
All right, good evening, everyone. So it's taken us almost 2 years to get to this point, finally have all the agreements from the railroad. It has been a very painstaking process. There are three agreements for your consideration. The first one is the BNSF crossing agreement. This is for the physical crossing improvements that are necessary, as well as what would be the contractor that is ultimately selected, an agreement between the railroad and the contractor as well. The second agreement is the ICC stipulated agreement. There were a number of safety improvements that were necessary at the crossing, new signals, new gates, other timing devices. The ICC actually came through maybe 6 to 12 months ago about funding 95% of the safety improvements. This was unexpected when the original budget was prepared. And then there is an easement that is necessary from the BNSF. Technically, as we sit here today, there is not an easement for Mill Road as it crosses the railroad property. So they are requiring an easement agreement, and that was that is what the third document is about. In the packet, there's a detailed memo along with kind of a breakdown of the funding. The grade protection funds from the ICC are covering the vast majority of the safety equipment costs, as mentioned. And then the cost to the city is a little bit over $33,000. This is substantially less than what the original budget was. We were originally budgeting about $250,000. And just a reminder, too, that these project costs are being picked up by the developer of the Grand Reserve project, Avante, and they will be ultimately paying for these elements. The agreements have been reviewed, all of the agreements, by the city attorney, by Kathy. As with most railroad agreements, there is very little leeway. They do not like to change things. Basically, it is what it is. However, Kathy has been able to work with the railroad on the easement agreement. There was a document that just came in today that was a little bit softer language that she can tolerate a little bit better than what's currently there. And at this point, be happy to try to answer any questions anybody may have on the agreements.
Does anybody have any?
Well, that last comment regarding the easement, we will be getting an updated memorandum of easement before council then?
Absolutely, yes. That was passed on to Lisa today, and that'll be in the city council packet if you all choose to move it forward.
Okay. Okay.
Anybody else? All right. All in favor of moving that along?
Yes.
Say aye. Yes.
Yes.
All right. PW 2020-34 Rebuild Illinois Grant Program's potential applications.
All right. Some of you may have seen or heard about the various DCEO Rebuild Illinois grants that have been released or in the news recently. There's actually a fourth one now, not to make things more complicated than what they already are. Basically, there's four funding sources. Public infrastructure has a category, basically what's called a fast track category. Regional economic development would be another source, and what they're calling shuttle focused sites. So essentially, the public infrastructure, regional economic, and the shovel ready sites, they're all basically tied into economic development, trying to put people to work, trying to advance the governor's economic plan, the economic agenda that he put in place when he first came into office. So these grants are competitive. The dollar figures are sized within the pack. There are deadlines for a few of them. The packets and the applications are complex. They're not simple. Thank you, State of Illinois. There are going to be a substantial amount of put together. Something certainly to be considered. So when we originally prepared the packet, the fast track project was just being announced. We didn't have any projects. There had been some chatter with staff after that. But a couple projects we were considering for other potential applications or submittals were extending the utilities LTL domain, for example. That certainly would fall into some categories that promote industrial development, economic development, and then kind of likewise with the water main and sewer replacement prop to the FS / Woomba development in the downtown area. A couple comments on the fast track projects. Basically, they're taking half the money from the public infrastructure grant program, $25 million. And then bring that into the fast track program, basically it's for some they want projects that are shovel ready, already done, all their permits, ready to go immediately. So that is something that the publisher, you know, one project that certainly comes to mind is the water main project that we projected it's on, the Elizabeth Street project, for example. So, you know, still some shuffling around amongst the, you know, staff conversations on what would be best. To get it into the packet to get the gauge of you all to see if it was the on. And certainly would be open to comments, questions. And a lot of this is changing on a day-to-day basis as far as what's required and what have you as far as applications go.
Any questions or comments on that?
One question. So I see that the eligible uses under public infrastructure is water tower maintenance and painting. Would we be considering, or would we be willing to consider doing that for the painting of the water towers? I know that's in our capital plan.
Yes, that's something that Eric certainly has thrown out, and it's been discussed amongst staff. Absolutely. That's a potential project. Yep.
Okay, so we're for certain gonna make the application for the two, the water sewer for each of these two areas. Anything else that might go into that?
I think our thought was to see if we could lighten the burden on the general fund with some of the projects that we were doing first. And so, you know, there weren't that many. They were either in TIF funds or water or sewer funds, or they're speculative in nature. You know, we can continue to talk about this for another month before applications are due June 30th. But those two and then one of the water tower was kind of what we were thinking.
To me, that makes sense. I'd be good with that. Is there any capital outlay for us or risk to us on these?
There's no match required, and there's no penalty that we can see from the materials for, you know, receiving the grant and then having to back out. So, you know, obviously I think the state would prefer to have some match, or, you know, if they have a whole bunch of people that say that they can do a 50-50 match, I'm sure they'd rather award those and stretch their dollar a little further. But there is no requirement in the current program details.
And Seaver, anything?
No, I'm good.
All right. Everyone agrees to move it on, with including the water tower?
Yes.
There is no old business. Is there any additional business? No. Other than that, we can adjourn, can't we?
Yep.
All right. All in favor in adjourning, say aye.
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 All right.
Thank you.
Good night.
You too.
See ya.